Amen. I have my sister in the car. She has to catch a plane. And I thought about it. And, you know, someone says, well, where's your faith? And I said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I said a little prayer. And I said, Lord, I want you and the angels, amen, to hold these tires. See, because not only could that little donut blow up, one other could have blown up. Amen. I said, but I'm going to Houston. And I'm trying.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Let me hear the worshipers.
You're listening to the radio broadcast of the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 720 Millrace Road, Boise, Louisiana. Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. Worship and the Word at 11 a.m. And on third Sunday, the Lord's Supper is observed. Wednesday night, prayer meeting Bible study at 6 p.m. And at 7 p.m., choir rehearsal. You can visit us on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
Oh. Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Now bless your word and bless your people. The words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name. Chapter 9, beginning at verse 43, we just got three verses, 43 through 45 for our hearing. Amen. Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 43 through 45. And they were all amazed at the majesty of God. But while everyone marveled at all the things which Jesus did, he said to his disciples, "Let these words sink down into your ears. For the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men." But they did not understand the saying, and it was hidden from them so that they did not perceive it. They were afraid to ask him about this saying. Whereas with the flower of faith, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I want to talk about our amazing Savior. Our amazing Savior. How great is our God. On this Super Bowl weekend and this Super Bowl Sunday, in lieu of watching the Super Bowl, I have made it up in my mind, Brother Tyrone, to watch Planet Earth. Planet Earth Life and Planet Earth 2. Broadcast by the BBC channel. I shared this in our Sunday school class, and I also, Sister Franklin and I have been talking about it all week long. And she said, "I can't believe being an avid fan of not only football, but sports, that I would not watch the Super Bowl." But I don't believe that I'm the only who has decided to watch something else other than the Patriots and the Rams. I started actually, Brother Tiwi, watching Planet Earth yesterday because it's been on 24 hours and it'll be on all day today. Help me, somebody. But you know, in my watching Planet Earth Life and Planet Earth 2, I have discovered some things about the awesomeness of our God. Matter of fact, Sister Kalisha, I have the scripture to bear me up and to back me up about the awesomeness of our God, even in watching Planet Earth. There are some amazing discoveries. I pray that it's not only good for adults, but it's good waters who swim in the deep blue sea.
All right, yes, sir.
And when we're able to watch those birds, all kinds of birds and from his creation who fly around. It's amazing to see God's creation. Matter of fact, you need to understand that there is a divine designer behind creation. That our world and our earth did just not jump up out of nowhere, but there had to be a divine designer behind creation. I'm going somewhere. I'll get there in a few minutes. And when I visit Psalm 8, it tells me about the majesty of God. It says, oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who has displayed your splendor above the heavens. And from the mouth of infants or from the mouth of babes, you have ordained, amen, truth and strength, even because of your adversaries.
Yes, sir.
And then David, who went out at night looking up in the sky, also said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that you have visited, you've made him a little lower than angels and crowned him, Brother Conde, with glory and honor. Oh, can I tell you, when I survey all that God has done, oh, how great thou art. Great God, our God is a good God, and our God is a gracious God. Somebody needs to know that today. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through as a Christian believer, you need to know the greatness of God. You need to hear and hear the words of Sister Octavia this morning of how God's deliverance from a year ago to a year later, what God can do. And I'm a witness what he's done for us. He will do for you. God can pick you up and turn you around. He can place your feet on solid ground. Somebody may think that, you know what, I've gone too far. I've done too much. Surely God cannot affect my life. Can I tell you, come here, Paul, and witness for a moment. Paul says, I was chief of sinners. I wish I had a believer here. But God picked me up. Yes, he had to put me down, but he picked me up. And he turned me around. He blinded me for a little while, but he sent me to Ananias on Straight Street and got me back going. Can I tell you, the God we serve, there's nothing too hard for our God. And you cannot out-sin the grace of God. He'll catch you where you are. He'll catch you even before you fall. He's able. He's a great, great God. In our text this afternoon, God is on display. And matter of fact, it is John MacArthur who says that Luke is making really a summary of the miracles of Jesus to give testimony to the greatness of God. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Not only did we see, as we have explored Luke's gospel, that diseases dissipate, but we've seen that he's caused death to behave. He stopped a funeral service, help me somebody, a funeral procession, when they were going to the cemetery to bury a only woman's son. And he touched the bride and gave that woman her son back. I wish I had a witness. He visited Peter's mother-in-law's home and raised her up from her sickbed. He opened the ears of those who could not hear. He also caused the lame to walk. And then here it is in our sermon last that he dismissed demons. We were just talking about this man who went to the disciples to have them dismiss the demons, and he said they could not do it. We talked about a faithless generation. And then Jesus says to them, and he commanded the demon and rebuked the demon and restored the son and then returned the boy back to his father. Well, I don't know about you, but that's the greatness. You see, when Jesus did these miracles, God was on display. And can I tell you, as we talk about it in our Sunday school lesson, none of us deserve anything. I wish I had a witness. If we ever live as though we live so good and so holy and so perfect that we come to a point that we deserve anything, you need to check yourself. Because even our goodness are like filthy rags before him. Only one is good, Jesus said, and that is the Father. And so here in the midst of it all, the crowd is amazed. 2 points I'll leave, and I'll leave with you. You need to see the people's amazement, first of all, at the power of God. The power of God is on display. It is right here in the text, and they were all amazed at the majesty of God. God's splendor. They were amazed by it. They were caught by it. Has anybody here ever been amazed by his power? The power of your prayers that have gone, help me somebody, from earth all the way to the mercy seat of Christ in heaven. God has heard your cry and pitied your wrongs, and he's caused his power to be on display. Does anybody know he's got power? Not only from James does he have exousia, which is the authority to do whatever he wants to do, but he also has dunamis, the might, help me somebody, to do what he needs to do. Somebody needs to hear that this morning, even in your circumstance and in your situation, that you need to know that our God is a powerful God. Oh yes, he's powerful. He's the one who can make I-49 out of the Red Sea. Oh, I wish I had a believer in the house. And cause the walls of water to wall up on both sides, and then to send a wind all night long to blow dry the bottom of it. Oh, that's an awesome God. Oh, maybe he hasn't walled something to eat this morning. I had shoes for my feet and clothing for my back. I had the necessities of life. And can I tell you, with that, we ought to learn to be content and give God thanks. Some of you have been in some situations that you know that it had to be God to bring you out. Against the dashboard. And if it hadn't been just for enough space, he wouldn't be in here to praise God on this Sunday afternoon. Every one of us can look in our own self and see the power of God. And can I tell you, Mount Tribe, I've told you over these almost 30 years of the goodness and grace of God in my life in 1978, when my appendix ruptured and had been ruptured for 5 long days. And when the doctor looked into my room, he said, a miracle. Because all they had to go on was a bubble, an air bubble in my diaphragm, and they cut me from here to there, still not knowing what was going on. And I stayed in the hospital for over 30 days. Every day I looked up, I saw Mama Dia right there by my bedside. Oh, I agree with the doctors. Help me, somebody. It is the miracle of God. It was the power of God demonstrated on my behalf, and I can go down the line over and over and over again. The goodness of God. Of God and the grace of God. And can I tell you, God is not asleep to your situation. Whatever you've been praying for, whatever you're going through, even right now, give it to God, Sister Debbie Faye. Put it in the hands of God. If there's somebody you're praying for, commend them to God. And watch God's divine, miraculous power intervene on their behalf. Boy, it's amazing. Not only we see the healing of the sick and the raising of the dead, his great power displayed, but then they were amazed not only at his power, his majesty, but they was also amazed at his person. Because notice what they said in here, that they were all amazed at the majesty of God. They had the right person. When these people saw the miraculous power of God at work, they knew it was God working in Jesus. Or was your hand a witness? You know, I hear a whole lot of folk talk about luck. Oh, brothers and sisters, I understand that luck runs out. Matter of fact, somebody says the reason why they put a horseshoe upward so the luck don't run out. But I don't operate off of luck. Help me, somebody. I don't tell folk good luck. I say, God bless you. Or help me, somebody. We're not operating off of luck. The people of God don't operate off of luck. We operate off of faith and trust in Almighty God. Luck will run out. But my God is faithful. Even when we've been unfaithful, he never runs out. That's why the greatness of his person, they saw in Jesus, they saw God in Jesus. Can I tell you, Jesus is